lost you somehow.
Hi, I'm so sorry we got disconnected.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, so where were we?
So I was actually discussing the call tracking number. Once again, call tracking number allows you to track and manage all the calls that are coming in from our marketing campaign. So we will be creating another number with a local area code and post it online. So with a call tracking number, you will know exactly how many calls your online marketing campaigns have delivered. You'll also be able to see and play back all those calls afterward so that you can review your prospects and listen again for anything that you may have missed. Also, this will filter out most types of scam calls or telemarketers, and all the calls are still... Mm-hmm.
So, could you make a number up for my new area, like a 727 number?
Well, it's going to have the same area code, which is 941.
Oh, okay. So, we can't do a 727?
I will have to check on that because that the number that will be created will be based on your physical location.
Right. And I'm trying to create another physical location. That's why I'm trying to figure out how I can make this work for me that way. Okay. All right.
Great. But all the calls will still be going directly to your phone number, which ends in 0-9099. Would you like us to create a call tracking number at no additional cost?
A what number?
A call tracking number.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Let me see it here. And, by the way, we will be, once again, creating another number. It's going to have the local area code. We'll be placing it everywhere online, including the most important websites like Facebook and Google. So we do ask for you to please not remove it. If you need to do so, please let us know beforehand so we can keep everything consistent. I'm sorry?
You're saying if I change my phone number? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, if you change your phone number or if you will be removing the number from your website or from your platform.
Okay, I didn't follow what you're saying. Okay, I got you.
Mm-hmm. All right. And by the way, since you have your own website, you will need to change the number on your website with a new tracking number so that way we have consistency with all the other listings that we will be promoting.
Okay, I can do that.
All right. And would you like a professional custom voice recording to introduce your business?
Does that help?
Well, it does, yes. Having a professional customer greeting is actually essential to showing your prospects that you are a trusted and branded business.
Right.
This is a one-time cost of $19, and you'll then be able to make any changes or updates to it as needed.
Okay.
So should we add this to your subscription?
No, I think I'm all right because I have an answering service.
Okay. All right. Well, please know anytime you wish to have a custom voice recording from us, then we can always have it set up for you.
Okay.
All right. So now we will go over the keywords. Keywords are services that consumers are going to be typing online to find your business. And I do see here that you provide remodeling services. Is that correct?
Yeah. We remodel. We do additions. We do hardy board siding as a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest thing we're doing now is we're doing next level additions, which means we're building second floors on people's houses. So that's our kind of our new thing, next level construction there.
Mm-hmm.
Because people's houses are in flood zones and they don't want to lose them, so they're building up.
Let's see. All right. So, I actually did, some research and I was, able to find some keywords that are relevant to the type of business. Please let me know
great.
If these keywords are relevant or if you'd like to add, any other services. Okay.
All right.
So the services I have here are, remodeling contractor, remodeling contractor, remodeler, kitchen remodeling, bathroom remodeling, home remodeling, basement remodeling, remodeling company, room addition, home renovation, remodeling services. Let's see. We also have, building a house, full-scale renovation, hardy board siding, drywall painting, insulation painting, mold remediation, carports, severe storm damage.
Yeah, that's a big one. Restoration services should be on there.
Restoration services. All right, and are there any other services that you'd like to add?
Just put second. Somehow I gotta get that second floor addition thing in there.
Oh, second floor addition, yes.
Yeah. Anything that has to do with that. Also, we do a thing called helical piers.
If you can spell that
them,
for
but,
me.
But our construct, H-E-L-I-C-A-L, I think. We don't do them, but we use them. It's like a kind of a revolution in construction.
Mm-hmm. So we'll add that to the keywords as well?
And yeah, why not? Because I might get somebody that's interested in doing an addition like that. Because... it's basically a new way to add a second floor.
All right. And just to confirm, once again, the telecall, H-E-L-I-C-A-L.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. So you will be receiving an email with all the keywords that we just went over. If you want to go ahead and change any keywords, please email us back so that we can make proper adjustments. Okay?
Yeah, I know you say them in order, but do they show up in that order? Because we really want certain things to be ahead of other things, you know? Like the remodeling, not as much as the restoration and the additions, say, so to speak. You know? So is there some kind of order you're putting them in?
I mean, there's really no order for the keywords.
Okay. I just want to make sure. As long as it's all in there. Okay.
All right. All right. Well, and the next part of the interview is just a couple of quick questions about yourself and the business. This is for us to get a better idea of how we're going to be marketing you online. Is there anything that is unique about your business?
It's unique. It's just that we have a lot of experience with storm damage and been doing it since 2004. You know, we're mold experts and know all about water damage and all that. And wind
mold
damage.
Experts. I'm sorry, I was able to only catch experience since 2004, mold experts. I mean, that's the only...
Restoration pros is what I always say.
Restoration pros.
Local restoration pros, yeah. Because, we fixed everything you can imagine.
Right. And that is about 20 years of experience.
Yeah, probably more than that. I mean, I've been my whole life in construction, but we'll say that because that's when I had my first company.
Oh, okay. And what sets you apart from your competitors?
I'm sorry, say again? Sets me apart?
Yeah, what sets you apart from your competitors?
I know a lot about insurance. I've done a lot of, you know, I was actually an adjuster at one point. So I write with the same programs that insurance companies use.
So you're knowledgeable in insurance?
Yeah, insurance claims.
All right. And what do customers
do too much anymore? What?
Oh, okay. What do customers like about your business? You're A plus. Yes, go ahead.
Service. We have good service and we're friendly. And you know, we're pretty on top of what we do. We're A plus on the Better Business Bureau. And we work hard to try to keep people happy. Not an easy job.
Right. I do agree. And let's see here. Do you have a mission statement?
I'm not. Make your house home again. I don't know if I have. I put a mission statement. There might be one there to provide. You know.
Well, yeah, there is.
Yeah, I think I do have one in there.
Great. So it's our mission is to provide the best service possible to our customers. We will always treat everyone with respect and do our very best to restore people's homes with quality workmanship and care. We treat every home like it's our own and every customer like they are family. We will always go the extra mile to make sure we do our job well. So should we use that then?
Yeah, that works. Still works.
All right. And how about a tagline or a slogan?
We have Make Your House Home Again.
That is wonderful.
That's a good one, isn't it?
It is, yes. All right. And you mentioned you've been in business since 2004. But may we know when the business was established? Is it the same year?
No, Insure Restore was established in 2015. Okay. I had a company called All Bavard Restoration when I lived on the East Coast. It was established in 2004, which, you know, so I say that because I've been doing it for that long. It's just a different name now.
Right. All right. And how many people work with your company?
We deal with, you know, we have a network of people that are, you know, have their own companies, so we don't have a huge in-house presence. Mm-hmm. It's mostly good subcontractors. But we're
family. Do you have a number of how many people work in your company? Or probably just an estimated number?
Just as far as company members, I mean, we're looking at, you know, I don't know. It's kind of hard to say. I'd say 4 or 5 just to make it small. We're small.
Okay. And you do work with both residential and commercial, right?
I do residential.
Okay, right.
I'm about to upgrade to general. Right now we're totally residential up to 2 stories.
All right. And for the hours of operation, to confirm, is it Mondays to Fridays from 9 in the morning to 5 p.m.?
Yes.
Great. Thank you. And then what are the types of payment that you accept?
Check and cash right now. We don't have credit cards.
Cash. Do you also accept checks or only cash?
Yes. No, cash and checks.
Okay. All right. So now that we have gathered all your business information, I'll have it sent to our provisioning team. We will then optimize your business for the best leads from the top directories or top websites such as Google, Facebook, and Yelp. Let us talk about Google Business Profile now. I do see that your business is currently located at Port Charlotte, Florida. Is this the only location for the business as of the moment?
Yeah, but I'm about to have another location in Reddington Beach or Madeira Beach. So I have to get that added into this mix somehow. Because that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm opening a different location up there. So do I add that with you now, or how do we do that? Because I haven't actually secured the space yet.
Well, I would say we have it added once. You already have another, I mean, you have your business on that location.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm trying to pretty much move it north, but not that I'm not going to keep it here, but I'm trying to expand pretty much.
Uh-huh.
So how would I do that? To, like, I have to do a whole different thing for up there, or you guys work with me so I can kind of hit that whole beach area up there?
Well, that's a very good question, actually. Let me go ahead and verify as well as check on that, if you can allow me a moment.
Okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. I appreciate that. It is important
for
me.
Sure. All right, so I'm actually still checking on that, and while waiting, though, if you can probably provide us with cities that you would like to target, we can add up to 10 cities.
Oh, beautiful. Okay. So I want to do that whole St. Petersburg Beach, Madeira Beach, Reddington Beach, what else do you have? Clearwater?
I'm sorry, if you can provide those cities to me once again, a bit slower this time.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're fine.
Okay, so we'll go with Madeira Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And Treasure Island.
Treasure Island.
And let's see what... Well, you said how many? Up to 10 different zip codes, is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay. And then Reddington Beach.
Reddington.
St. Pete Beach.
I'm sorry, what was that again? It kind of cut off.
St. Pete Beach.
Oh, St.
And then we're going to go south with the other ones, just mm-hmm. Fort Myers Beach. We're trying to do the coast thing here.
All right, sure.
And what else? How many do I got? Six?
We currently have 2, 3, 4. We already have 4.
I have 4, including my office location, that zip code?
Oh, we'll have it included as well, Port Charlotte. So that's 5 now.
Okay, Northport. And so what else is there?
Northport.
I guess, I guess Sarasota. I'm not really crazy about Sarasota, but we'll go with We'll go with that. Venice.
Venice, uh-huh.
And, let's see. How many is that?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
7. What else, Dan? Can you think of anything else? Areas.
What?
You listed in.
Sarasota.
Oh, we did Sarasota. Yeah, we'll do Sarasota.
Sarasota.
Mm-hmm. And, what's that? I guess Punta Gorda.
Punta Gorda.
That should be 9, right?
Punta Gorda.
Is that 9?
Punta Gorda, yeah. Here. Yeah, it's 9. We can still add one more.
One more. What do you think, Pete, and all that? That's pretty good. Just put Tampa, I guess. You know, Tampa's a big area, so how do you do that?
what was that again? Sorry.
It's the Tampa area.
Tampa. Well, we can add Tampa, though.
Okay. That'd be good. That should cover it.
It is, yes. All right, and in regards to your question, though, for the other location, it should mm-hmm. have, I mean, because we can only promote one location. And
right.
Right. So that will be one Google Business profile per location. If you would like us to promote both locations, then that will be a different subscription.
Right, but you already got the zip code, so what you're doing now is going to be promoted in those areas anyway? Basically, just saying my office is here, but I work there?
Yes, that would actually work fine. I mean, so long as it's within 2 hours from your current
yeah.
location, then yes, that should cover it.
Okay, good. All right. See how it works.
All right. And let me just confirm, because I was able to find a Google Business profile named Insured Restored. Let me just confirm. It do have the same phone number that you provided, website address. And, yes, I believe this is your Google Business profile with 1 5-star review. Is this correct?
Okay. I don't know how many reviews you have on Google. Can't keep up with it all. We have a lot more on Better Business Bureau.
I see. But yeah, looking at the Google Business profile, it currently have 1. And it has the same. Well, actually, this address is not exactly the same, but it's also in Port Charlotte.
Yeah, that was Tamiami Trail. That was our old office.
Right. Yes, that's it. Do you still have access to this Google Business profile?
I really don't know. I haven't played with it. So how do you access it?
Have you probably
Google
tried logging
Gmail?
In? Yeah. Yes. Have you tried logging in?
I have two Insured Restored Gmail accounts. So I don't know which one it's hooked to.
Will you be able to probably log in right now and see?
Right.
Yeah.
Because we'll also be needing manager access to it. I can also walk you through and how you can do that.
Okay, hold on. Fine.
Okay, sure.
Familiar with Atlantic City, and then just to the top of that.
Okay. Let me get here and see what I got. Okay, because I have Insured Restored 22 at Gmail. That's probably most likely the one to have it on.
All right.
All right, I'm in the email now. Where do I find the profile at?
So you're already logged in?
Yeah. Oh, business profile manager.
Oh, yes, that's it. I'm sorry.
Not publicly visible, it says. And it has my old address back a few years ago, my old phone number. So I should be able to change all that right here now.
Does it not show the phone number ending in 9099?
No, it doesn't.
And does it not show your business profile of insured restored?
Yeah. Restored LLC, Telka Lynn Drive, Titusville, my old address. About 2 years ago.
Oh, the one that I was able to find here. I'm sorry?
Is that not the one you're looking at?
Yeah, it's not the one that I'm looking at. Does it have reviews?
Where are you seeing your... I don't see any reviews. It's not publicly visible, it says.
Oh, I believe it's not yet verified. Can you try to check on the other Gmail account that you have, maybe? And see if it's associated with that?
Well, the whole thing is the other one's a newer email, so I doubt it, but I'll look. It's Insured Restored 21 at Gmail. And like I said, it's newer, so let me see here. No verified. The other one was verified, I guess. This one's not verified. So, what should I do with that?
Let's see here.
It does have one Google review. It does have Port Charlotte with Tamiami. So, that's probably the one you're looking at.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
It has one review.
So
you do have access to it, right?
Yep. So, I can update it.
Yes.
Should I update the other one as well?
No.
It says this one has verified.
I'm sorry?
It says it has not been verified.
All right, so we're actually going to be, helping you with the verification process. Let's see here. So, for now, if you can add us as manager to your Google Business Profile, let's see. Do you see Manage Profile from the page that you're looking at, or probably Business Profile Settings?
Yeah, I see where the numbers and where you change everything.
You're on the Business Profile Settings?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Do you see managers?
I don't. I just see about, contact, location, hours, and more.
Can you try to click on more?
A little more, and then it says, from the business, accessibility, amenities, crowd, parking, planning, service options.
Do you probably see three dots on the top right?
Yeah.
Can you try to click on it?
Send
you.
All right.
Do you see
edit your
profile settings?
Yeah, it says edit a business profile. So I hit that edit your own business profile thing, yeah?
No, not that. It should say business profile settings.
It does. It just says edit your business profile. Verification required for Insured Restored. Some of the edits may not be visible to customers until you verify. Verify your business announcements. Edit your business profile.
All right. It will be fine with you. we can try it a different way. Have you received your local flash or your client dashboard credentials? Did you receive an email with a subject that says welcome to local flash?
I can look. Which one would you have sent it to? This email here?
It should have been sent to the email address, echo1aqs@gmail.com, since that's the email address that we had when we sent you the email.
All right, let me see if I can get in there.
Okay.
I don't see it in here. Oh, no, I'm wrong.
It says, welcome to local flash. Can you also try to check your spam or junk folders?
Hold on. Yeah, I see it here now. Okay. It says interview reminder. Is that the one you just sent?
No, it's welcome to local flash. It was sent on the 22nd.
Don't see it in spam either.
All right, I see. Let me just send you that email here.
We changed that address, though, right now.
I'm sorry?
I thought you changed it to the insurer restored at Yahoo. That's what I was just
looking for. It was actually the email address that we had when we sent the email. So that email was sent on the 22nd, but I sure can send it to the insuredrestored@yahoo.com email.
All right, go ahead and do that. All right.
All right, you should be receiving that email in the next minute or two.
Okay. Nothing yet.
Right, let's see. Yeah, it sometimes takes a few minutes, though. Let's just give it another minute or two.
Okay. Still not seeing it.
Let's see here.
Sure you have the email address right?
Yeah, to confirm, that's insuredrestored@yahoo.com.
Okay. Just making sure, because I'm not seeing it yet.
Yeah, it has been successfully sent, so check. Just a moment here, okay. All right, I just resent another one, and that one you should receive in the next minute.
Okay. There, I see that one. Awesome. I got that one.
All right, so it has your username and password in there, by the way. That's what you can use to log in to the client dashboard.
Oh, username and password. Oh, okay. Guess I'm in. Says connect with Google.
Yes. Click on connect to Google button.
And I guess, should I hit this 21? Because that's the one we're working on, right?
Yeah, the one. It's the one that shows.
22.
I'm sorry.
Okay, it's the one that we've been working on. Okay. All right. Okay, now local SplashCon wants access to your Google account. Let's continue, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. It says Google authorization error.
I'm not so sure why. Does it show what the error exactly is?
It fails to launch browser with accounts google.com, blah, blah, blah.
Are you logged in on a Google Chrome browser?
No, I'm not. I don't ever use that.
I see. That may be the reason why. Are you using your phone or a computer?
I'm on a computer.
Would it be possible to log in from Google, and that way you can grant us manager access?
So I have to do it by Google, by what? Another browser, is that what you're saying?
Yes, a Google Chrome browser.
Okay, well, I don't know if I got Google Chrome browser. They always ask me to switch, and I never do. I use, I guess I have to, how do I do that? That's a download, I guess.
Oh, you currently don't have a Google browser as of the moment?
No, I don't, believe it or not.
Let's see.
So, if you hold on just 1 second, this could be a very important call. Right?
Sure, yes, that's fine.
I'm sorry, I was mistaken. Whenever I hear bloop, I know it's not that one person. Okay, so I'm Google Chrome, man. I just don't have it on my bar, probably. Yeah, I got it. Hold on. Password.
forgot. Sorry. How do I add that? We should be able to just go to Gmail, right?
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, I'm catching all that. I'll go a little slow for a second.
Oh, you mean downloading Google Chrome browser?
And I've already got the browser, but it doesn't have any of my stuff in there.
Okay.
It has 22, but not 21, my email.
I see. So you would have to log in for now.
Right, I should have my password. Oh, I should email or phone, and that's, oh, I see, I just so stupid. I'm not sure what the password is. Go back and look at it. I don't have to usually look at my password, so I forget to get some password help.
Alright, sure, that's fine. Just take your time, no worries.
Alright. Let's see what that password is. Okay. I never would have remembered that. Now it's asking me to recover it. Okay. Send me a code. Update, okay. Alright, I'm in there now, I think. Wish I go to business profile, right?
That is correct.
Are you there, so?
Yeah.
Alright, so once I get into business, do I have to go, where do I have to go from here? I'm in an email business profile.
You will have to, yes, you will have to go to business profile and then business profile setting.
Okay, I'm in the business profile. It says edit profile, read reviews, photos, performance, advertise, edit products. Is that the right page?
No, it should be exactly Google business profile set. I mean, business profile settings.
Business profile. After I hit business profile. So I'm lost. It's not the same thing we were on before.
Mm-hmm. But if you can log in on the client dashboard from that browser and then click on connect to Google again.
Okay, so how do I get on that thing again? Can you run that by me?
All right, so on the client, for you to go to the client dashboard, you can actually copy the link on the email for the client dashboard, or
link on your email. Okay, I'm sorry. The link on your email. Okay, got it. Use our cell number on that. We look at that again. Use it. Okay, now, okay. You're saying that the James is wrong. Okay, let me see if I'm doing wrong here. Saying my credentials are wrong now. Why it's doing that?
But you put in the same credentials as what shows on your email, right?
Yeah, I did. It's not letting me in. So let me try it one more time. What I'm doing. Yeah. Just saying that. That's cool. Okay. Connect with Google. I hit that.
All right.
We got that. I'm continuing on with that. If you want to access my Google. Okay. Now what? Still gives me that error again.
What error are you getting this time?
Failed to launch browser with HTTPS Google accounts.google. .com/0/0/authorization2/v2/authorization?"
That's interesting. Let's see. All right. Could you open a different tab or on the website bar, can you type in business.google.com/location?
business.google.com/business? Is that what you said?
I'm sorry, that's business.google.com/location.
Okay. It says 404 error. You want me to put that in the URL, right?
That is correct, yes.
On a new tab, you say.
You can open a new tab and then type in
That's right, yeah, open a new tab.
Right. So that's business.google.com/ and then location.
Yeah, it sends me an error. It says 404. That's an error.
business.google.com/location. I'm actually able to open the website. Let's see. If it would be fine with you, I can send you an email with that link so that you can just click on the link. All right. I'll be sending it to the insuredrestored@yahoo.com email. Okay? All right. Just a moment here, please. All right, so you should be receiving that email now. Were you able to receive that?
I got a lot in your client dashboard on there. Okay, Business Google. You know what it was? You said locate, and it was locations.
It is located, yes.
That's where the problem was. Okay. All right, so now you go back to the other browser, correct? Put that in the URL, you said.
Right. And then let me know once you're already logged in, okay?
Okay. Now I'm in here. It says my old address, get verified. Business Profile Manager.
All right.
Right?
Yes, that should be it. And then do you see Manage Profile?
Yeah, I'm in the Profile Manager now.
Right, but do you see a button for Manage Profile?
No, I see it. Businesses, Reviews, Linked Accounts, Settings, and Support. And Get Verified or Add a Business.
Let's see. Just a moment here, okay. All right, on the top right corner, do you see a circle with your initial or your profile photo on it?
Yes.
Can you click on that and then hit on Add Account?
Okay. Then what account am I adding?
All right, so it should give you another tab that says Sign In to Continue to Google Business Profile. Now, if you can log in using the Gmail or the Google account that is associated to the Google Business Profile that we're trying to promote.
Gotcha. All right. I just gotta move it. Okay, I'm signed in.
All right, awesome.
Go ahead. is add or confirm your recovery emails, sign up for Apple Tips, add home address, add profile picture, not now, right?
Right, right, yes.
Okay.
And,
right, now I'm in the business group. Yes.
Oh, you're on the
same page. Yeah.
Does it say business profile settings? Or do you see
matching? I see your business on Google.
Oh, okay.
Will
now,
you ask me yet?
Okay, so you may be on the right page. Do you see three dots?
Yes.
Can you click on that and see if you can click on business profile settings?
Your business profiles? Or it says add a new business profile or your business profile. That's, you want me to hit your business profiles or business profile settings?
Are those, do you see business profile settings?
Yes, I do see business profile settings.
Can you click on
hit
business profile settings? Yes, please.
Okay. Okay, now it has people and access, advanced settings, remove business profile accounts.
All right, select people and access.
Okay. It has me on there.
Do you see where it's asking for you to add, or do you see managers?
I see where it says add.
All right, can you please click on add?
Okay. Then it asks for an email address, and it has owner or manager.
All right. So on the email address field, please type in the numbers 5525.
Mm-hmm.
5462-00.
Mm-hmm. And you just push invite.
Does it give you a drop down that says local / listing?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, click on local / listing and then set access as manager and then select add.
Got it.
All right. Did you receive a confirmation?
Confirmation where at?
Oh, well, actually, I already received the manager access invite. Thank you so much for that. So you did it successfully. Thank you so much.
Okay, good.
All right. And here. All right, so by the way, for Google verification or Google Business Profile verification, Google will be needing some information to proceed further. And we will send you an email with the title Action Needed, Features Needed for Google Verification. So if you can please send us with a picture of the following as soon as possible, that will be tools and or equipment. Work vehicle with license plate, business license or insurance, business card, business registration, invoice, and workplace. And to provide us with the required documents, you can either reply directly to the email or fill out the form included in the email. Okay?
Okay, so the email has the documents that you're requesting, right? Do you need all of those or just a couple of them?
Just as much as you can.
Okay, and that's going to this Insured Restored 21, or is it going to the Yahoo?
It's going to the insured restored at yahoo.com.
Okay.